Hello again, Mel.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hi, thank you for connecting to the eBay. This is Ryan. How can I help you?
Yeah, I haven't ordered anything from you and you're taking money out of my account.
Alright, you want to cancel the charge?
I certainly do, thank you.
Okay, so do you know what is this about, like...
No, you... not really. I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, and when was the last time you were using for eBay?
Oh, I'd be about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay, so this is to inform you that your eBay account has been compromised by some other people. For that reason, you get a charge for $299 for suspicious purchase. So
I did not buy anything. Do not charge me $299.
Okay, I'm going to help you out then. First, confirm me, like, do you have any cell phone? Like, do you use any iPhone or any Android mobile?
No.
Okay, so which mobile phone do you using right now? Which phone are you talking to me?
You rang me on my phone.
Yeah, is it your iPhone or is it your Android mobile, madam?
It's just an Android mobile phone.
Okay.
And do not use it. Do not use it again. I'll have it reported.
Okay, ma'am. It's not you, it's somebody else. Actually, your eBay account has been compromised. So we are going to provide you the cancellation form and cancellation 90-day number.
There's just one problem. I don't have an eBay account.
Okay. I will help you out. First, put my phone call in the loudspeaker, please.
If you're what?
Put the phone call in the loudspeaker.
It's already on loudspeaker, so everyone can hear what you're doing.
Okay. Now, go back to the normal home screen. Just go to your bottom, touch on that home button, go back to the normal wallpaper screen.
Yeah, it's already on.
Okay. Now, swipe your screen very right to the left, and you need to open up your Play Store.
No, that's not available on my phone.
Yeah, you have an Android phone, so you... Just tell me the application's name. What can you see, madam? Camera, gallery, Google?
All I can see is the phone number that you rang on.
Okay, phone number. And
apart from this... 844-852-241.
Okay.
Which will be reported.
Okay, and apart from this mobile phone, do you have any computer in your house?
No.
Okay, so what you need to do, ma'am, you see my numbers, you just go to the very bottom, okay, touch, with the help of your finger, you just touch on the circle button at the very bottom, okay, and kindly come back to the normal wallpaper screen, where you can see all the icons, like camera, gallery, Google, all right. Yeah. You done? Are you there, madam?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
I don't know why you're ringing me. I have no account with eBay.
I'm ringing you because in order to help you out, ma'am, to cancel the transaction and refund your money back, which has been charged to you. So
how can you charge it to me when I don't have an account?
You don't have any bank account?
No. Nothing that's listed with eBay.
Okay, but your information has been missing. That's the reason we are checking in my server, some database. So that's why. What you need to do, madam, you just tell me, like, what can you see on your mobile screen right now?
On my mobile screen, I've got a telephone.
Yeah.
And a sign for messages.
Yeah.
And there's a camera.
Okay, is it your keypad phone or is it your screen touch phone?
Sorry?
Is it your keypad phone or is it your touch screen phone? Is it your screen touch or is it your keypad? Like...
What?
Okay. Okay.
What?
Yeah, just go back to the normal wallpaper screen. Do you know how to go back to the... Yeah. What are you going to see?
It's got a phone, an icon for messages, a world map, and a camera. End of story.
Okay. And swipe your screen very bottom to top one time. Swipe it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, did you see any another kind of applications, like many applications? Do you see some changes in your mobile screen?
Samsung, Google, Microsoft, Play Store.
Yeah. That one, Play Store. You just touch on that Play Store application.
Okay, I'm on Play Store.
Yeah. Now, once you open up your Play Store, look at the very, very top of your screen, madam. Did you see any search panel where you can type something?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to touch on that finger, touch on that panel and type there A for Australia, letter A.
Well, I need, hang on, okay, no, oh, bugger, no, back, Play Store, oh. Oh, I've got to do at least. I haven't got a bloody account with you, so why am I going through all this crap?
Yeah, you see the. What can you see first? Tell me. What you can see?
There's an A for Australia. What now?
Now, A for Australia, letter A. After that, N for November, letter N. Type there N.
Sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
I said. Type there letter A for Alpha, letter A, after that N for November,
no,
letter...
No, sorry, I can't understand you. The A for Australia I got, then what's next?
No, it's not Australian, it's only A. I said type there only A.
Put an A there, what's next?
Next N, N for Nasty.
N for what?
Nelly. Yeah, Nelly.
Nelly. Okay.
Yeah.
Now
after
what?
That, now, why for yellow?
A-M-Y. Australia,
yeah.
Mary, yellow.
Yeah, A-N-Y. After that, D for doctor. Letter D.
D for what?
D for dog. Letter D.
Oh, D for dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what?
Now E for elephant. Letter E.
E for elephant. Yep.
After that, S for sugar. Letter S.
Okay, S for sugar.
Yeah, after that, K for kingdom, letter K.
Okay, K for kingdom.
Yeah, now just hold on. Read out for me, what did you type over there? Just hold on and let me read out for me, what did you type over there? Like, did you type over there any desk? A-N-Y-D-E-S-K? Check it.
I'll just have a look and make sure. I'm missing the A, so I have to put the A back in.
Yeah.
Any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yes. Now give a click on search. Touch on, look at the very bottom, there should be any option like go or search. You have to touch on that go or search.
No, there's nothing there that says search. There says more results, and there's a lot of red icons, and it says any desk remote installed. There's nothing there
that says
search.
Okay. You choose that option which says any desk remote desktop. Choose that option. Touch on that option. Okay.
No, I can't find anything that says any desk remote.
Okay, what did you find? Like, what is the first option?
Any desk. And then it says, any desk remote installed.
Yeah, just touch on that option. Any desk remote install. Just touch on that option.
Okay, so you want me to click on install?
Yes. Just click on install. And once you click on install, don't touch anywhere. It will be taking some time. You see there are some loading.
Yeah, on the bottom it says continue.
Yeah, just touch on continue.
You want me to click on continue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now did you see there is some percentage loading like 2%, 4%?
No, it says complete the account, set up, continue.
Okay.
And
okay, just hold on. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will guide you. Just hold on.
All right, well, what can you see in your screen, ma'am?
On my screen, it says complete account setup with a debit card, PayPal, or redeem code.
Okay, and which mobile phone you are using? It's Android?
Yes.
Okay, well, is there any back button?
Sorry, is there any what?
Is there any back button? Come a page back. Come a page back.
Okay, page back is back where it said, any desk remote desktop install.
Install. Give a click on install.
Yep, done that.
And once,
bottom of the screen says, complete account setup, please continue.
Okay, so it means you have not connected. Let me just provide you something. Is there any option called enter? Is there any option called sign in?
No, Alex Bruce, send you. Any desk again,
can you please tell me, ma'am, what are the activities? Do you do online banking with the help of your cell phone? Do you
there's nothing else there.
All right.
No sign at all.
Okay, no problem. Do you do online banking with the help of your cell phone?
No, I do not.
You do not do any online banking. Okay.
No problem.
And could you please tell me one thing, ma'am? As we can see that these fraud people, they have charged you illegally, right? And you are not aware of it. Apparently, they have charged your card illegally in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. So in that case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a security in your bank so that they won't be able to use your banking information anymore, right? Could you please just let me know one thing, that when was the last time you have checked your statements? I do believe that you got a paper statement from your bank. Am I correct?
I did. Yep. I didn't make a paper one. It came on the screen and I looked at it and then closed it off.
Okay. Well, do you remember the last time, have you got the paper statement from your bank last month? Like, do you have the January statement?
No, I don't have any paper statements in my bank.
Okay. Do you remember the last time when you have checked your statements, like how much funds you have in your account? In which bank do you deal with?
No, look, I'm really sorry, but I'm not going to declare anything further over the phone to you. I'll go and get in touch with my bank.
All right. No, you don't need to be suspicious, ma'am. Whatever the thing which we are doing here, just because of your safety and security, right? It's my promise to you, no one can take a single cent from your account, right? As you don't do any online banking, so it will be a bit difficult for me to refund you that money. So that is why I'm asking you this question. We are not that kind of person, ma'am. Right.
No.
So that is why I'm asking you, like, which bank do you deal with? Do you remember, like, I just want to know the name of your bank. It's like a Westpac.
No, I'm sorry. I can't divulge that to you over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. No problem, ma'am. Do you remember the funds that you have in your account?
If you're telling me that they've taken money out of my account, you must know which bank it is. So why are you asking me again?
Because these people, they have not got only the one account. They are using your Commonwealth account, Westpac account, Bendigo bank.
No, I don't have one.
You don't have these banks, right?
No.
It's Commonwealth, Westpac, Bendigo, and NAB, ANZ.
I don't have any of those.
You don't have
any? I don't have any.
So, all right, so you deal with a different one, right?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds good. Weather. So it means right now your banking things is safe at the moment. These people, they have not charged you yet.
I don't know how they managed to take it out of Westpac and Bendigo because I don't even have an account with them.
You don't even have an account with them.
Don't have an account with any of those banks.
Mm-hmm. That is why, just for your security purpose, I'm asking you this question. Like, could you please confirm me which bank do you deal with so that I can go ahead and put a security on it so that they won't be able to use it anymore, right? I will not ask you any of your banking things. I won't ask you any of your card details, and you don't need to provide me any of those things in this legal recorded line, because this line is being recorded for our quality and training purposes. The only thing which I want to know is which bank do you deal with and how much funds do you have on that account. That's it. So that
I can't tell you that. In fact, I'm going to go and ring my bank right now and see what I can do to have you stopped. Whatever you're trying to have, is it scam?
Yes, that's correct, ma'am. These people, they're trying to do some kinds of illegal activities in behalf of you without your prior knowledge and without your,
they can't take money out of those accounts because I don't even have an account with the bank. End of story. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Some people from eBay that reckon my account's been hacked. Yes. Yeah, surely. I'm not going to race up scary. Just wait a while.